the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons. Brad Evans here, joined by the good son of Nate Lundy. It is indeed another edition of the Fade 5. And holy guacamole, Lundy, you nailed it on that hockey. You dropped the puck and you made a whole bunch of bucks. A plus 609 parlay. And I want to give a shout out to one of our listeners, Brent Gray. Not only took your advice on that, he added in Domantas Sabonis over 13.5 rebounds last night, and that also cashed. And as a result, it was plus 1124. So bravo, Brent. Bravo. And thankfully, you tailed us on those wagers because I got a lot wrong in the NFL last night. That was quite surprising, putting up a 60-burger in an all-time franchise scoring record for the Las Vegas Raiders against the Woeful. The basement dwelling, the fire Staley now LA Chargers, but that was a shocker special, yes, to say the least. All right. I don't want your two cents because I need more of your selections. Good sir. You were riding a bit of a heater right now. Let's go to a Saturday special. We got a lot of action on the slate, whether in bowl games, whether in college basketball or the NFL. Got a pair of games there. Toss out a bet on the board, my man. What are you digging tomorrow?
Just for Saturday, I want to throw out one of my favorites. Now, this is not plus odds, okay? So we're doing a Saturday special. It's not the plus bus here because we've got so much shit going on this weekend. So I do want to point out that this is not plus odds. You could pair it with something else if you want to. But, Brad, I absolutely cannot hammer this bet enough.
Oh, all right.
Tomorrow night specifically, and I know this is where you're going to go a little bit later as well, Denver's team total for the second half at DraftKings is over under 9.5.
What?
At minus 135. Folks, let me give you some numbers to be able to back this up on why you want to sledgehammer the shit out of the over. Thank you, Brad. Get the hammer. Why you want to hammer the hell out of this? I'm going to give you two numbers that are going to matter for you. Since October 1st, and part of the reason I'm using since October 1st is A, Denver's defense is playing better. B, their offense is playing better. And if I take after October 1st, I take out that 70-burger that happened against the Miami Dolphins, okay? Since October 1st, Denver has scored 22 touchdowns. 14 of those have been in the second half. Road games since October 1st, 12 touchdowns, 9 of them have been in the second half. I am hammering the shit out of that team total second half at 9.5 tomorrow for the Broncos. Holy crap. I could not believe that number was what it was at DraftKings.
I'm going to hump that as well inappropriately because that is unbelievable. I thought you were going to say maybe like 13.5, 14.5. That makes more sense. But 9.5? All I need is a touchdown, extra point, and a measly field goal, and we cash against the Lions who were dreadful defensively?
Yes. And Brad, here's the other thing that I'll be able to tell folks. Folks, I'm playing this. You play it however you want. Brad and I say all the time, fade or follow, and it's also your money. It's not ours. This is a double unit play for me, folks. I am hammering this bet. I think this is an absolute no-brainer for the Broncos to be able to score at least 10 points in the second half against the Lions on Saturday Night Football.
All right, I'm going to cheat here, Lundy, at my own game that I created. Saturday special. Well, how about Saturday Eve? We'll tip things off first with an SGP between the Zags and the UConn Huskies. That's tipping off at 10 p.m. Eastern on Friday night. So on this SGP, come with me. I like Gonzaga. This game being played on a neutral floor in Seattle, Washington. And of course, it's going to be quite partisan there for the Bulldogs. But I'll take Gonzaga plus 10 on the alt line. I'm going to take the total down to 140. 45 flat yard. No Captain Hook involved in either parts of these equations. So if they mush against the Huskies, you're looking at plus 156. You add in the 50% DraftKings boost specifically for this matchup, and that's how you achieve that very high juice of plus 156 there as a result. Give me a quick background there, and I will truly give you a Saturday play. You already see it on your screen, but for those just getting the audio here of the podcast, I know the Zags are licking their wounds. Miserable performance of the second half against UW. That was the first time they lost in 16 straight games against a Pac-12 opponent, blowing a 10-point lead at halftime. They're going to exact their revenge. It's a cross-country trek for UConn during finals week or the end of it, so they may be a big gas. So a very talented team. But Dominic Klingon, not exactly 100%, hasn't been for several matchups. UConn plays slower, number 293 in tempo. Kentucky, number 83 in that category. And UConn, too, much better offensive team, number 10 at EFG offense, number 47 at EFG defense. The Zags, number 65 in EFG offense, but significantly better defensively at number 12. I think this game is going to come down to the amount of turnovers Zags commit. That can be at a high frequency at times. They're an excellent rebounding team. They will hang tough on the glass. They're not shooting three particularly well, but they win the inside battles. They get Klingon maybe in foul trouble, or he's limited minutes-wise because, again, he's not 100% health right now. I say the Zags keep this close. Hell, they may win it outright. But on that SGP, Bulldogs plus 10 and the over 145 plus 156 with the boost there at DraftKings. Now, for real on Saturday, give me Michael Pittman. Again, I'll take the over in the alt receptions market. The standard line, 6.5, it's juiced up. But if you take it up a tit to 7.5 catches against the Steelers, you get it at plus 122 at ESPN Bet. A little bit of background on this. Michael Pittman, again, a honk, honk, oink, oink, a targets hog at 10.6 per game. He also is a driver on the plus bus, by the way. Number one in total route wins on the season. He's gone for 8 or more catches in 6 straight games. He's going to get a lot of Levi Wallace in coverage. He's allowed a 104.1 passer rating to his assignment. So Pittsburgh has collected number 10 in pass EPA defense. But as I mentioned, total vision. That's what Gardner Minshew has for him. And that's why I like paying up and hopefully paying out a more handsome sum at plus 122 there at ESPN Bet. All right, with those bets on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, all NFL Week 15, all the time. First round of the fantasy playoffs. For a lot of you in the gaming community, nerves are high. I, mercifully and thankfully, streamed the Las Vegas Raiders defense last night, and they scored me 25. Unfortunately, my opponent had Joshua Palmer, who got him like 22, but we negate. It's fine. Hopefully the rest of my guys will step up, and I'm glad I shrewdly made that move at the last minute, knowing that the Chargers might royally suck, and they really kind of redefined that phrase. Eason Stick, not exactly porn-tastic. A guy, however, that will be porn-tastic in the box score, I believe, is going to be Tyjae Spears, the pass-catching extraordinaire, and it really has been for the Tennessee Titans. Over 15.5 receiving yards against the Texans, minus 110. So a little bit lighter juice there, available at DraftKings Sportsbook. Lundy, he has logged 47 total routes run the last 2 games. So his role is really ramping up. When he is on the field, 49.7% of his snaps, he is running a passing route. He's number 14 yards per route run on the season. He's only caught 72.2% of his attempts, but the trust is increasing between him and Will Levis. He has gone over this threshold 6 times this year. And hey, look at Houston. 14 running backs have gone for at least 16 receiving yards. They are allowing 5.2 receptions per game and 41.6 receiving yards per game to RB. So tally it all up. Carry the one. Give me Tyjae Spears working for the Tennessee Titans. Tighten up on that over 15.5 receiving yards against H-Town. Minus 110 at DraftKings. Lundy, fair to follow.
I don't give a crap about this game other than CJ Stroud. You need to understand, Brad, if you're going to talk about your fantasy team, so am I. I need that son of a bitch to play on Sunday, or I am going to get boat raced in the first round of the playoffs. So, Spears, who just can somebody just tell me if Stroud's going to play or not? I'm waiting.
I also have CJ Stroud in my fantasy playoffs, but my crutch. Coincidentally enough is one Will Levis, who's going to be spinning spirals to Spears. Spicy little nugget.
Oh, my goodness. I just need CJ Stroud. Spears can do whatever he wants.
Number four.
Numero Quattro, please play CJ Stroud for the sanity of Nathaniel Lundy. And hopefully this one will keep me very sane as well. And it'd be a sweat-free cash on Sam Laporta taking on Lundy's Denver Broncos. Are you going to bet the board on the Denver total second half points? Again, it's 9.5. It's a bit of a head scratcher. I thought this was too low as well. Anything below 50, I think, is too low for Laporta. Knowing the shortcomings of this Denver defense against opposing tight ends, you can grab this. Minus 115. At BetMGM, you look at Sam Laporta. He has done this 8 times this year, as a matter of fact, and a player that should easily coast, I think, into the 50s in this. You look at how many targets per game he's averaging, 7.1. He is top 7 among all eligible tight ends in yards per route run, and you look at the matchup, and it is mesmerizing in a wonderful way. Denver number 20 in pass EPA defense. They're giving up 6.2 catches per game and 69.8 receiving yards per game just to tight ends. 8-8. The Ocho have gone over this number against them this year. I think Laporta will only add his name to the list. So Lundy, Sam Laporta, over 47.5 receiving yards against those mile high, not so My Little Ponies. Minus 115 at BetMGM. I already know where you're at on this, but fade or follow.
So this is number one for me, but I'm going to give you a spin that I would play it on if I were you. Yes, I'm going to give up a little bit. I am going to go over to DraftKings, Brad. I am going to play Sam Laporta 50 or more at even money, plus 100. I'm going to take the chance on the number. It's fine. You guys want to play it. You want to play it safe. Do it at 47.5. But as good as the Broncos defense has stepped up since that 70 burger that we were talking about, they still are susceptible to the tight end position. It happened last week. It's just consistently dudes are hitting the over, and we know how important Laporta is to the Lions offense. So I like it on the standard line, obviously, but I'm going to get greedy. I'm going to ask for a total of 2. That's it. 2 more yards over what Brad has right here. And if I do that at DraftKings, it is plus 100 for him to have 50 or more.
Listen to Gordon Gekko. Greed is good.
Number 3.
Numero tres here on the Fade 5 NFL Week 15 Countdown. Brandon Ayukin for you old school Sega Genesis fans and Streets of Rage. Hanukin was a term that one of the characters spouted off in that particular game. And I think Ayukin is going to shoot a few fireballs from the palms of his hands, and that's why I like the over on 66.5 receiving yards against the Arizona Cardinals at minus 115. Juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Why am I high on this one? Well, Arizona near the dregs of the keg in terms of pass EPA defense. Number 31 in the National Football League. They've allowed the 10th most wide receiver yards. And Ketrell Clark is the projected primary assignment for one Brandon Ayuk. And he has allowed a 72.5 catch rate and 114.9 passer rating. Yikes. To his assignments. Ayuk absolutely lit him up in the first toe-to-toe matchup between these guys in week 4. He went for .148. Through the era. He's averaging 6.8 targets per game. He's number 13 in ADOT on the season, number 2 in yards per route run, and he has hit the over 66.5 receiving yards 6 times this year. So I know it's a bit of a seesaw. You know, 1 week it's Deebo Samuel and not Brandon Ayuk, and then it flips. George Kittle, of course, sprinkled in there as well. But I think Brock Purdy is going to be hitting Ayuk squarely numbers several times in this game, and given his Yak King abilities, that was his nickname at Arizona State, and it certainly transferred nicely to the NFL. And given the matchup, I think he is going to get to at least 70 yards. If you want to play this in the alt market and take up those escalator odds, I certainly support it, but I am on the over 66.5 receiving yards against the Desert Birds, minus 115 at DraftKings. Lundy, Ayukin, are you with me on this prop? Fade or follow?
You're just making up words now. You're just
that was what he said.
You're just making shit up. I don't Yes, take the over on this, especially up against Arizona. The matchup that he's got is ideal. They're going to want to continue to keep him rolling as they go toward the month of January. Yes, I think this is one of the holiday gifts that keeps on giving. Big fan of this one, and I also agree with you. I don't think it's a bad idea to escalate this up a little bit. Get yourself at plus odds. Play it at a half unit instead. See if you can stack numbers on top of numbers.
Oh, Lundy, I'm such a gaming nerd.
Number two.
Numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's work in a little more plus money, and let's work in another bet on the Denver Broncos. Again, it could be the highest scoring game of the entire slate, quite honestly, with the Detroit Lions there in the Motor City. But give me Cortland Sutton on any time touchdown. I am shocked. I am miffed. I am floored. This is still available at plus money and significant plus money. And I grabbed this at ESPN Bet plus 140 for him to have an end zone spike. He is a modern day Chris Carter. All he does is score freaking touchdowns. And the matchup is delightful, to say the least, as the Lions, number 26 in pass EPA defense. They give up the third most wide receiver touchdowns, 15 on the season. Got to get a lot of Jerry Jacobson coverage, who has given up a 66.2% catch rate and a 107.8 passer rating. When you look at Sutton, he is number 8 in total red zone targets among all eligible wide receivers. That's 8 is the exact total, and he has gotten a TD in 10 of 13 games. He has scored in 8 of his last 9. How is this plus money? Lundy, fade or follow?
I'll give you a couple of fun things about this one. First of all, the fact that it's plus money, Brad, at BetMGM, it's minus 135 to give you the idea of the fact that you are getting a gift from ESPN Bet. So take advantage of it. It's also plus money at FanDuel, in case you want to jump on that one, but it is minus 135 at BetMGM, folks. So you need to jump on this while you can. By the way, side note, if you have not signed up for ESPN Bet yet, do it and use the promo code Lehigh, L-E-H-I-G-H, Lehigh, and you do any bet. You literally can sign up, bet a dollar, and they are going to give you $250 in bonus bets. But you've got to use that promo code to get the $250, and that promo code is Lehigh. So sorry for the quick plug, but I wanted to sneak that one in there for you. You want me to give you a little wrinkle here, Brad?
Please, a little wrinkle?
7 of his 10 touchdowns have been in the second half. What was I just telling you about that second half over?
Well, correlate, synergize, and bring it all together?
Plus 280. For that touchdown to occur in the second half.
Things are moving!
So
things are moving!
What you might want to think about is a full unit bet on him to score an anytime touchdown, and then sprinkle, I don't know, a quarter unit on him to actually do it in the second half, because maybe he scores in both halves and everybody wins. I don't know, but I just told you about Denver's second half scoring, and I just told you that 70% of Cortland Sutton's touchdowns are happening in the second half of games. I'm bringing all of this shit together for you, folks. Pay attention, okay? Cortland has 10 touchdowns. No one else on the Broncos roster has 4, okay? No one else has 4, and he's got 10. Cash money. Love this bet. Don't know why ESPN's giving it to you at plus odds, or FanDuel for that matter, because BetMGM's like, not so fast, because they're at minus 135. Take this and cash it, and consider that second half bet that I just tossed out. That one you can get at FanDuel plus 280.
Oh, Lundy, I love it when you talk so dirty to me.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5 podcast. I'm banking on Bijan. I'm going to open the jar. I'm going to spread it on my bread and stack on that sandwich. And that sandwich being the over 63.5 rush yards on the rookie running back out of the University of Texas, taking on the Carolina Panthers. They're rather clawless, defending the run. Minus 110 juice there. A little bit lighter juice at BetMGM. Another wager that is a bit of a head scratcher, similar to Cortland Sutton. Why Carolina is the worst rush defense in the land at number 32 in EPA rush D, to be exact. And a team that's allowing 4.53 yards per carry to running backs. They are allowing 109.2 just rush yards per game just to running backs. Now, interestingly, only four running backs have all gone over 63.5 rush yards against them, but Robinson has done this 8 times this year. He's got at least 16 ground attempts in 3 of his last 4 games. And earlier this season against Carolina, fell a little bit short, but he had 10 carries for 56 yards. Easy math, that's 5.6 yards per carry, folks. So if he gets anywhere close to his rush attempts prop, which I think is right now like 15.5, 16.5, he's going to cruise past this. He's number 13 on the season in total yards created. So numero uno play for yours truly here. NFL week number 15, Bijan Robinson in what should be a positive game script. Over 63.5 rush yards in Charlotte against the Panthers. Minus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy, better follow.
So he's finally out of that imaginary doghouse. Is that... because it was
he wasn't last week, and that was kind of a head scratcher. But Arthur Smith has said time and time again, we hear you. We're going to give Bijan the ball more.
He's full of crap. He's full of crap. I don't trust him. I don't trust him.
It's Carolina.
I don't trust Arthur Smith. I do not trust the man. I don't know why. Bijan Robinson should be absolutely a stat machine this year, and he's not, because Arthur Smith is a tool, all right? I don't know what the hell is going on. I don't know what's wrong with his play calling. I'll roll with you with this one, but I don't trust it. I just don't trust it.
Yeah, Arthur Smith, the tool being like a dull butter knife. I think that's kind of appropriate there, that you might use as a screwdriver on occasion, but whatever,
it's
man.
It's obnoxious. It's obnoxious, Bijan. Brad.
It is. And you know what's also obnoxious? The fact that we have more bets because it's bonus time. Luddy, we got a loaded sports slate this weekend. Maybe got some action on Friday on the ice or on the NBA hardwood. Just open up the book and give nothing but winners, because that's what you typically do. So what do you got, my man?
You're overselling this like you wouldn't believe.
Hey, man, you hit a plus 600 wager yesterday in the NHL.
Yeah, and 2 weeks ago, I got my ass handed to me. I mean, shit happens. You know what I'm saying? Last night was nice. Last night was nice. And congratulations again to our listener, our follower that took care of that, added in your Domantas Sabonis, and really hit the cash. Let me talk about the Friday night slate here in the National Hockey League. We've got 6 games on the docket. And here's one of the things that's interesting. I haven't decided yet. Keep an eye on the spreadsheet later today. Tonight feels a little chalky to me in the National Hockey League. And if you actually took all 6 favorites tonight, it goes to a plus 1122. I don't think I'm quite that crazy yet, because my guess is that somebody's going to jump up and surprise me. But right now, as I look at the schedule, as I look at the guys, like the fact that Carolina's on a back-to-back, but they still should be able to take care of Nashville. The fact that Ottawa's on a back-to-back is big-time trouble for the Senators on the road against Dallas. This just feels very chalky for me this evening. But there are a couple that I like. Let's talk about those Dallas Stars that are at home against Ottawa, who's on a back-to-back. They just lost 4-2 to St. Louis. Oh, but remember I told you, 100% of the time on the road, Ottawa hits the gift. And, of course, they did it again last night. I'll take Dallas on the money line, and then Buffalo, who just got waxed on Wednesday night by the Colorado Avalanche. They now have to go to Vegas. Oh, isn't that fun for the Sabres? So I like Dallas and Vegas together on the money line at a plus 117. But if you want to juice it up or consider it an escalator, take them both in regulation. That's going to pop that up to plus 204. I don't know how Buffalo is going to be able to hang with Vegas tonight, especially with the way Jack Eichel, Mark Stone, Chandler Stephenson, those guys have been playing. They're all on point streaks. And then again, it's Dallas going up against Ottawa on a back-to-back. So again, straight money line, just in case you need the extra frame, is a plus 117. But if you take them both in regulation, you can get that to a plus 204. Over at DraftKings, give me Vegas to have 5 or more goals. And I know that is a big freaking number, folks, but it's plus 165. And the reason that I am rolling with that is, A, I told you on Wednesday night, Buffalo gave up a 5 spot
to the Colorado Avalanche. I think they're likely to do that again against Vegas. And Vegas has just been scoring and scoring and scoring and scoring as of late. It's really actually pretty ridiculous what they've been doing. And given the fact that Buffalo has been doing the exact same thing, Vegas has scored in their last four games, 5-5, 6-6. You get the point. All right. I think they're going to wind up doing it. And I'll take that at a plus 165. Where else did I want to go? Oh, let me give you an SGP on that Denver and Detroit game for tomorrow. This is just money. This is all this is even money. And I think there are ways you could tweak this if you want to get more aggressive with it. But I took Denver plus 10.5 and over 40.5 in the game. Denver's just got to keep it in single digits, basically. They could lose by 10. They've got to basically keep it in single digits. And I do think this could wind up being one of the highest scoring games of the weekend. So I brought the total down from the 47.5 to 40.5. That's even money at BetMGM. I will definitely play that one. Let me go to the Pittsburgh and Indy game. Follow along with the bouncing ball, folks. And I'm sorry I don't have this as a graphic for the screen, but this is rush attempts, Brad. You ready? Rush attempts. Give me Jalen Warren to have 8 or more. Give me Najee Harris to have 12 or more. And give me Mitch Trubisky to have 3 or more. That's all I need out of those guys. 12 or more for Harris, 8 or more for Warren, 3 or more for Trubisky. That is plus 128 at ESPN Bet. Warren has done it in 5 out of his last 6. Harris has done it in 6 straight. And in fact, Harris has done it in all but 3 games this season. And Trubisky has done this in 3 straight. So you put all of that together. All I need those guys to do is roll with a few rush attempts for me, plus 128 at ESPN Bet. One more for you just to keep an eye on for tomorrow. This line is not posted yet. We made money last night on Brock Besser of the Vancouver Canucks to have a point. His streak has continued. He's now on a 9-game point streak with 9 goals and 5 assists across those 9 games. He also had an assist earlier this season against Minnesota, and that's who Vancouver's playing tomorrow. So as soon as those lines are posted, I'm all about Brock Besser continuing his point streak on the road against Minnesota. I've got more, including some more hockey for you for tonight. I'll make sure that it's up on the spreadsheet, but this guy's got a television show to do coming up in 13 minutes. So I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, we're going to fly here. Team Huevos Parlay Play Action of the Day on this SGP. And come with me, a little simple three-layer. Lake Numeruno, give me the Buffalo Bills on the money line in that colossal matchup against the Dallas Cowboys. Give me Dak. 2 or more passing touchdowns. Actually, it's any touchdown. It could be pass or rush. And the same applies to Josh Allen. Pass or rush, 2 or more touchdowns. Plus 250 there at BetMGM. Yes, I believe Buffalo has turned a corner. And they've had an about face. I think they're going to give out a dish of reality to Dak and friends and score the victory there. Then a little bit of background on the 2 or more passing touchdowns. Dak Prescott has done this in 7 straight games. He's an NFL pace setter right now in red zone pass attempts. So I'm building in a little cushion here in case he tries to do it on a tush push there at the goal line. Any touchdown I'll do, I just need 2 of them. And then Josh Allen has done this in 10 straight games, whether on the ground or via the air, getting 2 or more any touchdown. So Bills money line, Dak 2 or more any touchdown, Josh Allen 2 or more any touchdowns, plus 250 there at BetMGM. But wait, there's more. Another team Huevos Parlay Play numero dos. Let's go to the NBA. The Spurs are taking on the Lakers on this SGP. Gimme LAL to score the victory. Gimme LeBron to drop 5 or more dimes. Gimme Wimby 2 or more blocks. Gimme Wimby 1 or more steals, plus 142 there at DraftKings. Quick background. I believe the Spurs have lost like 11 in a row, 12 in a row, something like that. LAL has won 8 of their last 10 games, including their last matchup against San Antonio, which was on Wednesday. In that game, Wimby had 6 blocks and 3 steals, and he has gone over both these thresholds in a single game 14 times this year. LeBron has been dishing out the dimes. He has gone for 5 or more assists in 5 of his last 6. He's averaging 8.8 assists per game here in the month of December, and San Antonio has given up the 3rd most assists per game to opponents on this season. So I'm really digging that SGP.
San Antonio's lost 18 in a row, Brad. This is
is it 18?
It's 18. 15 in a row. The only The only team that's worse is Detroit, believe it or not. Their losing streak, I think, is at 21.
Yeah, they're truly at the bottom of the barrel. The Pistons are absolutely horrid, to say the least, and San Antonio is as well. But Wemby still stuffing the stat sheet. We'll do the same tonight. Elsewhere, a bonus time. Back to the NFL very quickly. A little sprinkling on Chase Brown. ILL for an anytime touchdown. I grabbed it at plus 550 at Caesars earlier this week. His role is ramping up. Played 28.3% of the snaps last week. Had a touchdown. Minnesota is vulnerable to pass-catching running backs, and that is especially Brown. The guy's got jets strapped to his sneakers, and he could take off with the burst and maybe find the end zone. So plus 550, again, worth a little bit of a sprinkling there. Hey, it's me. It's Tommy DeVito. Speaking of the ILL, let's get a little prop on him. On SGP two-legger, one or more passing touchdowns for DeVito and for him to run for 20 or more rush yards. Plus 120, built that at BetMGM. He has done this, in a couple of games already this season and five starts that he's had. But you look at New Orleans on the ground, they've given up eight guys, quarterbacks, that is, at 20 or more yards, giving up 27.3 rush yards per game to be exact. They're way down there in pressure rate. But still, running quarterbacks are taking advantage of, and DeVito was certainly that coming off that 70-yard effort, and he's thrown at least one passing touchdown in every single start that he has been under center for. The story of the NFL, the story of New York, is going to stay hot down there in the Crescent City. Elsewhere, I'll throw out one more, Keaton Mitchell. I bet on this every single week. It's cash, I think, in like six consecutive weeks over on longest run. It's 14 and a half yards. He is taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars there on the road. A team that ranks top 10 in rush EPA defense. But Keith Mitchell, like Chase Brown, got a lot of scoot, man. And usually he gets a chunk gain game, and I think that's going to be more of the same. I have a shit ton more player pops as usual on the spreadsheet. Check it out. College basketball action. I'm going to bet Purdue. I don't care what the line is tomorrow against Arizona. That's another little early bonus time, so watch out for that. I'm guessing the Boilers in Indy are probably going to be laying two and a half. I think they're going to cover and win by three or more, so pay attention to that. All right, I'm out of breath. I'm out of time. I got to do television because that's what pays the bills. Do me a favor, and Lundy one as well. Drop us a rating and a review at your convenience, and give us a thumbs up if you're consuming this podcast and Anime and Picture and Sound on YouTube. Also, feed or follow us on the X. Lundy's always giving it to you. At Nate Lundy, I'm doing the same. At Noisy Huevos. For the prophetic Nathaniel Lundy, I am Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow that. Is up to you. ILL!